Well, we have spent this Christmas season in a sermon series called Let Nothing You Affright, Tidings of Comfort and Joy. And so far, every Sunday has been about Let Nothing You Affright, Do Not Fear, Do Not Be Afraid. But tonight we want to focus on Tidings of Comfort and Joy. This morning, or this evening, what I hope you walk away with is the reality that the coming of Jesus at his birth was the coming of true comfort and joy. There is a joy that is real and true and lasting. There is comfort that we can experience in the midst of all life's difficulties. The New Testament presents to us actually quite a few people who, if I might say, bought into the Christmas story and experienced that true and lasting comfort and joy. Now, when I say they bought into the Christmas story, it's not really the Christmas story per se. It's not even what it represents, but it's who it represents. They bought into Jesus, and through him experienced true comfort and joy. Paul is a great example of that. Paul in 2 Corinthians talks about his time in Macedonia, which was comprehensive difficulties for him. We read in verse 5 of chapter 7, Paul describing his experience in Macedonia, he says, "For even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within." Sort of sounds like Paul went to Costco. This is what he said, "Our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within." That was his experience in Macedonia. But he further describes it in the verse before where he can say, in the midst of that, fighting without and fear within, no rest for the body, afflicted at every turn, he says, "I am filled with comfort. In our affliction, I am overflowing with joy." Let us understand this evening that those admonitions to fear not, to let nothing you affright, to not be afraid, are built on a foundation of true comfort and joy at the coming of Christ. And in fact, those things are found in him. I think we know from our lives in this world that there is such a thing as false and fleeting comfort and joy. And in fact, the Bible speaks to those things as well. In Luke chapter 6, verse 24, from the New American Standard Bible, we read Jesus saying, "But woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full." Indicating that the comfort they got from the riches was all they were going to get. And we know that doesn't last in this lifetime, and it certainly doesn't carry over into the next. From the Old Testament, we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1, "I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure. Enjoy yourself. But behold, this also was vanity." This was a great king who used his riches and his wealth and his power to experience pleasure and the joy that came with it, but realized that that type of joy was vanity. But we can attain true comfort and joy. And we attain it in the person of Jesus Christ. That is to say, he is comfort. He is joy. In regards to comfort, Paul, in a very well-known chapter on comfort, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, writes these words, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." You know, I've always read that in a certain way. I've read that this is the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he's also the God and Father who dispenses mercies and dispenses all comfort. And as I looked at this week, I thought perhaps Paul meant something different. If I were to say to you, "I am the father of Arwen St. John," that's my youngest daughter, for those of you who don't know. I said this in the first service, and one of my other daughters was there, and she already started shaking her head, but track with me here. If I said, "I am the father of Arwen St. John," and followed that up by saying, "I am the father of all sweetness," You wouldn't think that I am a father who dispenses sweetness. You would know I was talking about my daughter. I'm the father of Arwen St. John. And in her, you would find sweetness. I think that's what Paul is doing here. He's not indicating God is a dispenser of all comfort. He's saying God is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ and God of Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the God of all comfort. All comfort and all mercy are found in Christ. I think the truth could be said about joy. We read in John chapter 16, verse 19 through 20, Jesus talking to the disciples about his death and the ensuing loss of joy they would experience. We read, Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourself? What I meant by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. And then, two verses later, he explains how that joy will come to them. He said, so also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. The joy came with the resurrection of Jesus when they saw him again. But the joy would never leave them because Jesus was going to impart his spirit to them, his very presence. The joy was found in him, and he was going to be with them. And so we see that true comfort, lasting comfort, true joy, lasting joy comes in the person of Jesus Christ. So let me encourage each and every one of you this Christmas Eve to receive comfort and joy. That is, receive Jesus Christ. Receive comfort in the most difficult of times through all your suffering by receiving the one who was born, who lived, who died, and came back from the dead, that you might have him and have true comfort. Receive joy in the darkness of this sinful world, and maybe perhaps even in the darkness of your own sins. And do that by receiving the one who was born and lived and died and came back from the dead to save us from our sins. True comfort and true joy are Jesus Christ. Receive him and receive all that he brings to you. With that in mind, I'd like you to listen one last time before Christmas to those tidings of comfort and joy that we focused on the last several weeks. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Let's take a few more moments this afternoon to praise God and praise him for sending Jesus, who is our true and lasting comfort and joy.